Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Bava Basra has been dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Yisrael ben Naftali Zichrono Levracha.
Bava Basra, Daf Yud Gimel Amar Aleph, the sugya of Guru Yigud. As the Gemara says, V'lo yasa traklin. By Ein Boi Kedei Chaluka, you don't do Chaluka. Rabbi Yehuda Amar is Dina the Guru Yigud. Even though you can't do Chaluka, but you do good, Igod. What did the Pirish Amilim, the Rishonim, bring from the Aruch? That good is Milashim Meshicha, as he tell the other person, oh, he should be Meshich, or I'll be Meshich. Shitis Rashi, good means Kotus. That, oh, you should be Kaitzitz Damim, or I'll be Kaitzitz Damim. The Rush says it's Meduik, that Rashi holds like the Re, that he makes the ksitza himself. He could do it even yaisim mishavyai. Because if it's tali lefi the shavya shebesuk, what's the lashon of koitzitz? And the Rosh Tain is, it's meduyik that way in the Gemara Namid Beis. When the Gemara wants to say the din of Gura Igud, in the top of your Gimel Amid Beis, four lines on the top, it brings a brace that holds you say Gura Igud. The lashon is mailin oisei bedamim. Why is Gura Igud called mailin oisei bedamim? Meduyik like Rashi, that you could kotzitz whatever damim you want. Gura Igud means kotzitz. Either you be kotzitz or I'll be kotzitz the damim. Those are the two pirisha milim. Nachman amar les dina de Gura Igud. Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Nachman. We hold halachas like Rabbi Yehuda is dina de Gura Igud. What's the pshat in good a Igud? Skiadu and the Velt. From the big Chakiras in the Sugya of Gura Igud is what's the gather of Gura Igud? Is it the vote? It's a din mekachu memkar, the Hainu, that b'makom she'ein boi din chaluka chazal mesakin that I could force you to be meicher, and has to be a takonis chazal. Where do you ever have such a thing that I could force you to sell something, and the din of Gura Igud is forcing? This must be it's a takonis chachamim. Or no, the din of Gura Igud is not a din to do force you to do mekachu memkar. The din of Gura Igud is a chaluka. I know chayfetz is two oifanim to look at the chayfetz. You could look at the chayfetz mitzad the etzim chayfetz, and you could look at the chayfetz mitzad the dmeya chayfetz. As normally, the first oifan of chalupa is splitting the gufa chayfetz. That's by yesh by kedei chaluka. We split the gufa chayfetz. By aim by kedei chaluka, where you can't split the gufa chayfetz. As then the oifen of doing chaluka is good a igud. The hainu, you split that one guy gets the gufa chayfetz and one guy gets the dmeya chayfetz. As it's a chaluka. As thus is the grace of shayla. What is good a igud? It's a schus to make a kfiya or it's a chaluka. As of Nochum in the Sefer was ma'achiv and brought kama v'kama makairis. Kedem Kol, he brought the Kiryat Sefer in the beginning of Hilchas Shechinim that says the din of Gura Igud is Daraisa. It's a din Daraisa, you can't learn. I'm forcing you to make a Mekach. But Daraisa, how do I have a Koyach to force you to make a Mekach? This must be, it's a din Chaluka. Kach is Loimed the Kiryat Sefer. The Idr Gisa, the Russian Shubis of Nachum brought in Simon Tzadik Ches, of Cotton Gimel, of Cotton Zion. The Rosh said Gura Igud is a Takonis Rachamim. But not only does the Rosh say it's a Takonis Rachamim, he said the Takonis Rachamim is because Kedei the Shitvi, Lechriri, Velechmimi, as therefore Chazal said, you could force him to become Ois Shutuf and be Meicherit. It is Medayik, the Loshen of the Rosh, Lahedin the Rosh, where Nachum was Medayik, the Loshen of the Rosh, is a Takonis Rachamim to make a Mekach. It's Koidim called a machlik is the Rosh and the Kiryat Sefer Nafkamin is it the Raisa or the Rabbanon. Rav Nochum then brought a machlik is the Rashbam and the Rama. The Rashbam is in the Gemara later on Kuf Chav Vav Amar Aleph. The Gemara over there is talking about a Bukhar, if he could sell the chelik of his Bukhairis before they did Chalukah. The Gemara brings down a tzad, the man diyama, that he could be meicher. A bezok Rashi, even according to the man diyama, that he could be meicher, his pchor, koidem chaluka, his chelik ha-pchor,
the extra chelik that he gets because he's a Bukhar, but the chelik apashit, the standard chelik that he gets like everyone else, zikr, he can't be meicha. Raman, kufcha, vavam, and aleph, es under shbam. If he can't be meicha, the chelik apashit, as how is it ever shaykh, good or yigud? And we learned in Asugi by Bukharu Pashit, the Gemara wants to say by us in a little bit that you say, good or yigud, Hare Lefi Rashi, you can't be meicherit, as how will ever be shaykh, good or yigud? Das frag der Rama an der Rishbam. Azok Rav Nachum, Lechaira, these Rishayim being chaylik in this Nakuda. The Rama learns, like the Rush, together is it's a takonas achomim, it's a din mekachu memkal. As frag der, a poshet, you can't sell it, as how is it shaykh, good or yigud? But the Rishbam will learn like the Kiryat Sefer, it's a din daraisa, it's a din chaluka. As if it's a din chaluka, you don't have to do a mekach. Thus is the oifin that you're being machalikit. It's not you're forcing him to sell it. No, thus guf is chaluka. One gets the guf and one gets the dumb. It's like every chaluka you force him. Who had in here? As if it's a, you don't have to sell it bechlau. Nochum is Moisef, Ashenazach, in the Raman Mem Ches, in the Sugya of Mechira Bal Korcha, that it works when you say Koifin or you say Achi Yemir Reitzani. The Raman says, just like by Guru Ego, that the way it works is you Koifin or you say Achi Yemir Reitzani. So, Krev Nochum, thus is the Raman of Shitosai, that the Raman learns that Guru Ego is Mechachum Memkar. So, how does it work? We didn't Koifin or you say Achi Yemir Reitzani. Lefil Rashbam, he doesn't have to say Reitzani. It's Megidri Chaluka by a Chaluka. You never have to say Reitzani. Because that was Nachum Achleikis. Rav Nachum was Masber. A third seer of Nachum was a third Shita. Rav Nachum was Masber. Was the Rabbeinu Gershom in the Hemshech of the Sugya. The Gemara has a Nin of Guda Igud by an Eved Knani. As why isn't it Shaykh Guda Igud by Eved Knani? As the Rishonim say, because somebody who's a Ben Chayrin can't sell himself for an Eved Knani. However, the Rabbeinu Gershom on the Gemara, it's printed in the Gemara, is on Yud Gimel Amid Beis, Rabbeinu Gershom says he could sell himself for an Eved, that the reason why you don't do good or Igud on an Eved Knani is because a Baal Chayrin, he's going to want to make himself into an Eved Knani, he won't be able to be married to a Shivcha. As Meduyik in the Rabbeinu Gershom, that to make him into an Eved Knani, that you could do. About the Kinyan Issa Shabbai, to marry a Shivcha, that you can't do. It's Och Bir, Hare the Rishonim say, you're not allowed to sell a Ben Chayrin to make him into an Eved Knani. Over there, the Gemara is talking about a Chatzi Eved, a Chatzi Ben Chayrin. As how could you sell him and make him into an Eved Knani? Bezok Rav Nochum, it's totally. If you learn the din of good or igud is mechira, then like the Rishonim say, how could you sell him and make him into an Eved Knani? But the Rabbeinu Gershom Kinira learns it's midine achaluka. The Hainu, we're being choylik, the chatzi Eved, chatzi ben choyrin, and we're saying now we should be a kulay Eved. The Hainu, the din abdi shabai is nispashed on the whole Eved, and the other shutif will get just the damim. As him came, it's not working. Duch mekachu memkar. Yedei the chaluka, he's becoming a kulei evit to one of them. As there's no problem with selling an evit knani. Just the kinyanissa that you can't shaf poifin zeh. The din of guru yigud is only chaluka is in mominis, not in the kinyanissa. Zim kinem advarim, we have another strong makar from the Rabbeinu Gershom, al derech what we saw in the Rashbam. That Guru Igor is a chaluka, like we see in the Kiryat Sefer, and the Rishonim that are chaylik, they hold that it's a din mekachum memkar. As lefi zeh, you could be mazbe nocha nekuda, nocha machloikis. In Taisis, Dibri Amasul is dina the Guru Igor, the restarts off, it's a filu bedom yikarim, it's meduik in Rashi, the Rosh is medayik the Gemara. They nearly it's bo. Dimkein yochel esalich echer eschavera yidei ilui damim. Imkein, someone could raise the price and force the other guy not to give in to him. The maram is geiris and taisis that the question is by an ani and an usher, that the very big usher will force the ani to sell it to him. It's not mistabe that you could do such a thing. As was geht da, the machlekes, the ri, and the ritzva. The ken zain, you could learn, the machlekes boifin zet. The ri learns that it's midine chaluka. As if it's midine chaluka, we don't look, maybe you'll be able to take advantage. Das is the din chaluka. Das make it the dine chaluka. As you can make a chaluka. How could you raise the price? As the Zeru explains that whatever you say the Shavius is, klapi you, that becomes a Shavius. Because you're the Bailimus, you could be Kaveh the Shavius. The Ritzvo Tainas, Dimken Yochalas Alek Echadis Chaveh, Yedeilu Damim. It comes out of Milsa She'ena B'yosha. The Hainu, the Ritzvo learns like the Rush, that the reason for good or egood is a Takonis Chachamim. As if it's a takonis lachamim, the chachamim won't be misakin it in the oifen that'll come out of lack of yashrus. As if the chachamim would be misakin, you could do ilu damim, as it'll come out of usher, will be misalikani, it's nish mistabel. As for Mela, they didn't let you do such a thing. Another machlekes rishonim, you could be mazbe with this chakira. One last point, last machlekes rishonim in the sugya that you could be mazbe is, there is a machlekes if by a chotzer you could say good or egod. The Rosh, the Ramban, make a diak. Why does the Mishnah stell the din of good or egod on traklin? Why didn't it stell it on chotzer? Shein by kedei chaluka. Azogin zay is a diak from the Gemara that by chotzer it's not shaykh good or egod. Zog the Rosh, why? Because if you're going to say good or egod, and one guy is going to take the whole seven tvachim of the chotzer, as the other guy, when he comes out of his bias, he won't be able to use it bechlal. He won't have anything in the chotzer. As the bias needs a chotzer, it's not mistabra, they gave you such a schus that you could take away the chotzer from the other bias. Thus state in the Rosh of a Rashi on Yud Gimel Amid Beis, the Rishonim already medayik. Rashi is mavur that even by a chotzer you say good or igud. The Gemara on the beginning of Yud Gimel Amid Beis Kol Shilu Yachlok V'Shmayolav Cholkin. The Tanya Tolat Hashir Vani Pachus Shaimin Loi Rib Shimon Gamliel Ame Ein Shaimin Loi. And then the Braisa says that the Gemara says the Braisa means to bring the tzir of good or igud, as the beginning of the Braisa was talking about chotzer. When it says Tolat the Pachus Kashir, what about good or igud? As Rashi learns the Hedya, that when the Braisa says good or igud, it's going on the Tzir of Chatz, and Afilu Achid, there's a din of good or igud. The Rishonim Taina, it's not Mistaber that we give you a Sus to take away someone's Chatz, which is in front of his Pesach. A Pesach Abayis needs a Chatz. And Nira Bidas Rashi, it's Tali. The Rosh Lashita say that the Rosh learns that the din of Guru Igor is a takonas chachamim. The din the chachamim is sakin because it's beneficial for a person. As Lu Ye, he has a loss because one of them is not going to have a chotzer for his bias. As such a loss, they didn't make the takono. Abarashi holds the din of Guru Igor is me'ika the dina mi dina achaluka. As I bezei enachinami, it'll come out of zayt gehefsid to the bala bayis. But who cares? We're not making a chaluk in the bayis. We're doing a chaluk in the chotzer. This is a oifen of doing chaluk in the chotzer. You could be koyfan kol a chalukis. As zayt gehefsidim come out, it'll be hefsid to the bayis. What has to do with the chotzer? Over here, we're doing chaluk in the chotzer. Thus is kama v'kamin yonim in the sugya, kama v'kamin machloiksim, that you could be masbe with the grace of hakila of divrei Rabbi Seinu, what the gather of good a igud is. Is it a chaluka? Or is it a din of mekachum memkar? There's one more diktuk in Rashi that you could be masbe lefizeh. The Chassam Sefer is Medayik Rashi is Dina the good or igud. Ze she reitza lach loik oimer leze she ainu reitza lach loik good or igud. In fact, the Chassam Sefer, why is Rashi saying that he wants to make chalukah and if it doesn't work, because then he makes good or igud? Why does Rashi speak out the history that he wanted to make chalukah? If she never wanted to make chalukah, he comes, he wants to do good or igud. Zog the Chassam Sefer Meduyik in Rashi that in order to do good or igud, you have to come and be Teveya Chaluka. What's the Hezber of the Chassam Sefer Vidas Rashi? If Rashi learns it's Midine Chaluka, is the Zeyeg Geshmak. As we tie in the Rashi on the Bebeis, by Chotzer holds his Medina Chalukah. As his Dagzei Geshmak, as Rashi holds, that only when you Teveya Chalukah, then you could be Mamshech and be Teveya, good or Yigud. As the Fizah Kilo, the Din of good or Yigud is a Hemshech to the Din of the Mishnah. It's three Din Chalukah. There's a Din Chalukah by Yeshbai, by Aimbai, the Din Chalukah is good or Yigud. It's a Hemshech of the Din Chalukah of the Mishnah. But the Sam Sefer asks on himself, as if he say, what was the Havamina by Eved? And by Emetmei, to say good. Over there, you can't be Tevei Chalukah. So the Sam Sefer, the Gemara could have asked it, but it asks another question. So Shtikul Doichik. That would be Mechayiv to be Matcha the Diak in Rashi. Yesh Lodern V'lidoin. As thus is the first Chalik of the Sugya, the Dinim of good. Igod, the Geder Hadvarim of good Igod. Let's move on to the next chelik of the sugya. The Gemara brings a raya to the din of good Igod. Amalei Ravler Nachman Lidagdom Ales din of the good Igod. Bucharu Pashet Sheniach Lem Aviem Eviru Behemet Tmeya Keitz Anoisen Amalei Shani Yoyim Evi Lezei Yoyim Echad Lezei Shnei Yamim. The shaila is what was the Havamina? Why couldn't Rava think of the word of Oy v'leze yom echa, leze shnei yomim, v'oy d'rishenim stel? What's the pshan in Bukharim Pashit? Why does he ask dafka in Bukharim Pashit? As Rashi says, because trichalei milsa li yashutfim ba, frekter and banan Rashi. I don't understand what the tircha is. Azag de ritva, Rashi means al derech toisis. That the Rebbeinu Tam explains the Gemara. Why was it not ki Bukharim Pashit? Because when a person works one day for Reuven, and he works 2 days for Shimon, sometimes he'll be able to go to a city that's far away that takes more than a day to get to, and over there you'll be mistaker habe. As Ayidei, that which he works for 2 days for one person, he'll be able to be Maviach Habe Yoseh, more than twice as much. He'll be able to be Maviach Habe Yoseh than the one day. As it's not a fair Chalukah. As Kiven Chikain, that was the Havamina that you don't do such a Chalukah. As Zog de Ritva, that's made Rashi, Tricha Milsa, because it's very hard to make an exact Cheshbin in the Revochim that the Bukhar should get Shnayim. And the Poshet should get Echad, because it's telling how far he can go, what the Matzev is. That's made Rashi. As thus is the Havamina of the Gemara, that if you're going to make a Chalukah, and you're going to say he gets it 2 days, he gets it 1 day, it's not going to be even. It's going to come out that one gets more than the other one. Because in his 2 days, he can make more Revachim. Kamash Malon. Visasim Hadavah V'loi Pirish. What is the Kamash Malon of the Gemara? What changed? It's a good Taina. As what changed? As you could learn the Taisvis with the grace of Hakira of Rabbi Seinu, Rav Shlomo, and other Gdeli Rosh Yeshiva Kler, what's the Geder of Chalukas Yamim? That he works for him 1 day and he works for him 1 day. Is it the Vart that the Chalukah is in the Avoida, the Schusei Avoida in the Eved, that he has a Schus Avoida for 1 day and he has a Schus Avoida for the other day? Or is it a Chalukah in the Gufa Eved? Dainu, he owns the Eved for this day and the other person owns the Eved for the other day. Al Derech the Sugya, that you could be later on in Baba Basa, you can magnet to Ruvain on Yom Rishin, and Vachrecha L'Shimin B'Yom Sheni, as Ruvain owns the Chafetz Lagamri on Yom Rishon, and Shimon owns the Chafetz Lagamri on Yom Sheni. As you add in over here, you'd be able to learn that this is the Geder of Chalukas Yomim, that Reuven owns it Lagamri on Yom Rishon, and Shimon owns it Lagamri on Yom Sheni. As the Luchaira, this Chakira is Naga and the Ksois in Reish Mem Tes, that the Ksais over there dans, he wants to learn some Achlekes, the Bavli, and the Yushalmi. What's the din by a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Choirin? Lefi Tzad that he's oved l'rabba yemechad and oved and one day he's a ben chayrin, which l'chayrin should be daima to this seer. Shlonu la'yesh l'chalek. What's the din on the day where he is oved la'atzmai? Is he allowed to get married? Meaning, is he legamri his self? Or no, it also belongs to the other person. Another shayla niksais. What happens if he's zeichen a mitzia on the day he's oved for himself, meaning the day that he's a ben chayrin? The next day, do you say yad eved ki yad rabbi and the odin takes that mitzia or not? As the ksais boys over there, gan shtark, api the gemar and gittin daf membeis and Yerushalmi, that's a machlekes, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, l'chayrit should be tali on this. If you learn that the day it's his legamri, as he could be Makadish and Isha, and what he's Zeichan, he's Zeichan legamri. If you learn that it's only a schus shibud, but it's not an etzim kinyan, as be'etzim, the whole thing, he belongs to the, he's an eved, even on the day he's a ben chayrin, as then these dinim wouldn't be true. As the shayr shabai, l'chayri, you could be telling the ksais, Shlaim himself is mitzayin to the ksais. Reb Shlaima uses this to be masber a Rashi in the Suga Ayin Sham Bedvarav Betuv Tam Vedas. However, let's use the Chakir of Reb Shlaima on a different nekuda. We want to use the Chakir of Reb Shlaima to be masber the Taisis. The Havamin of the Gemara was that if you're going to make a chalukah, the Bechor gets 2 days and the Pasha gets one, as in those 2 days he could be Maviach Harbe Yaisa, as that's not called two against one. It's much more. He's getting much more than 2 times. As the shayla, so what's the maskan of the Gemara? You could learn, Das Guf is the maskan of the Gemara. The Havamin of the Gemara was, the Chaluka was for the Schar, for the Revachim. As if the Chaluka is for the Schar and the Revachim, as he's making twice as much, he's making more than twice as much Revachim. It's not a fair Chaluka. But the maskan of the Gemara is, no, the chaluk is in the gufa eved, not in the schar. As being that the chaluk is in the gufa eved, as im kain, we don't look at the schar. As klapi the gufa eved, being that he's taking 2 days and he's taking 1 day, the chaluk is in even chaluka. That's how you could have learned in Taisvis. However, it's not muchach that that's what happens in the Kamash Malon. It's a little bit sasim in Taisis, like the whole din of Chalukas Yamim is changing. As you could learn the Kamash Malon differently. You could learn the Kamash Malon that what Taisis means is that the Ikar Chaluka is, even if you're learning it's not in the Gufa Eved. What is the Ikar Chaluka? The Ikar Chaluka is for the Avodah. The void of yom and the void of yomayim. As kum de chayis, when you're handling the etzem avoida that he does, as it's twice as much. He's getting yomayim, he's getting yom. Vas tainet taisis, but in the revochim mitoich da avoida, it could come out, and on the second day you could be mavriach more. Toiv, das is a zaita gezach, das isn't the etzem avoida. Klapi the etzem avoida, it's a fair chalukah. This one's taking two and this one's taking one. Ah, you could come out, there'll be a zaitik, a revach. We say that does a zaitik, but it doesn't change that the etzem chalukah is a fair chalukah of two against one. As thus is the kamashlan. The first man, the yama held, the havamina, the gemara held, that you look at the revachim also. And the maskana of the gemara is, you just look at the chalukah la'avoida, the revochim is azayte gezach. We don't take that into account. There's more al derech apshat. This is the first mahalach, the mahalach of the Rabbeinu Tam. The Ri says a different mahalach. He brings a gemara in Perik Misha, you know, so the shalach risha, va'ayma the chrisha, the kuli alma aschad liyamsa, aval pi she'ein lezeh ki imane lezeh matayim. Even though one owns more, the schar is lemso. L'achi parach ketzed yachshe. The ashevein abakar noitel pishnayim. Dainetz mavur over there. The schar always bemsa. Zimkein. If two of them own eved, even though one owns 2/3, the schar should be bemsa. As a melee, he won't get pishnayim. Now, Oidapam, in this kasha, in the way the Ri is learning the Mandiyama, the Makshin, it's muchach that the chalukah is not a chalukah in the gufa davar. If you would learn the chalukah is in the gufa eved, as how could you be medamit to the sugi and misha hoya nasui? Avada, if they would be choytech the shar lechatichas and split the gufa shar, avada, the one who owns 2/3 would get 2/3 of the shar. They decided to shecht it. As the one who owns 2/3 would get 2/3, the other one would get 1/3. No one would say they have to split it. The whole need in the sugya over there is when you're not splitting the gufa shor, you're using it l'schiros, as then there's a tzad, they should be shava. As if you learn the chaluka of yomim is a chaluka in the gufa eved, and klapi this day he belongs totally to Reuven, and klapi the other 2 days he belongs totally to Shimon, as then, how could you be medama to the Gemara in Ksubis? As Eidapam, in the havamin of the Gemara, the fi, the Ri, it's Muchach that Taisus is learning, it's not a Chaluk in the Gufa Eved. Oh, as what's the Kamash Malon? As Efsha Eidapam, Yultaina, the Kamash Malon is it's a Chaluk in the Gufa Eved. But over here in Taisus, it's Meduyik not that way. Taisus Vyazois, the Hasam Havi Eschra Le'emsa, Mishum Demei Kara, Adaita Dehochi Nishtatfu. That over there, the schar is la'emsa mishum d'mei kara daita nochi nishtatfu. The reason why over there we say you split it is because that was the das when they made the shutvis. Gabi b'choru pashet le shaycha time, it wasn't a shutvis midas, kol echa noita lefi chelkoi. If the kamash malon is that we're splitting the gufa eved, as what do you have to say over there is mishum d'mei kara daita nochi nishtatfu. Muchach in this part of Taisus that even the Kamash Malan is learning the Chalukah is not in the Gufa Eved. The Chalukah is in the Avoida, as a Melech Tesushel to Ksubis. Just as the Zayti Gesiba over there is only when they were Meshutfim Bidas. Mashenkin over here is Yerusha. As Bain Lafi, the Habamina, the Gemara, Lafi, the Rabbeinatam, Bain Lafi, the Habamina, the Gemara, according to Reeds, Muchach, the Chalukah wasn't in the Gufa Dabah. The shal is what's the kamash malon? As in the Ri is mavur klar, the kamash malon is that it's not a chalukah begufay. Loizu a kamash malon, even though it's a chalukah she'ena beguf, still you can be mechalik between hearing ksubis. V'chein meduyik berbeinu tam. We're not changing the whole mapecha like we learned pshat. Some kinim advarim from both mahalchim, the Rabbeinu tam and the Ri, we're nearin hadvarim, noitin hadvarim. And in the Ri it's Meduyik, in the Rebbeinu Tam it's Noite, that even the Maskona, Taisus learns the Chalukah of Yomim is not a Chalukah in the Gufa Dava, no, it's a Chalukah for Navoido. This is the Inyonim of Chalukah Liyomim. Let's go on to the next Chalik of the Sugya. Mesive, Misha Chetze Yeved, Vechetze Ben Choyrin, Oivres Rabba Yemecho, Resatzu Yemecho, Dibri Beisilom, Meshama Yomim. The kantem is rabbi, is atzmoi loy to kantem, lisa shivcha ene yachol, lisa baschayrin ene yachol, yivata lo nivra oilam elo le piriya verivya, shenem lo sol baro le sheves yitzara. In this sugya we have the inyanim of pur, revu, sheves. It's a little bit zaitik, but you say this dik inyanim. So let's see the taisisim. Taisis divri amaso, shenem lo sol baro. Taisis is on the Gemara, Hadalai Maisi Kra, the Puruvu. Why is the Gemara being the Pasik of Sheves, which is a Pasik with Divrei Kabbalah? Why didn't the Gemara bring the Pasik of Puruvu, which is a Pasik in the Torah? Bamari Bar Mordechai, the Rivam, Mishum the Sheves, Yitzara, Shayech, Afilo, Bitzad, Abdis. Chetzi Shifter, Chetzi. The Shevis Yitzhar is Shayech Afilu B'Tzad Avdus. Mashen Kein Puruvu is not Shayech in the Tzad Avdus. In Taisis in Chagiga, in Beis Amibes, Taisis brings down the Rivam, and Taisis is Cholik on the Rivam, and Taisis says the Eved is Mitzuvin Puruvu also. Shail is Vosgeit Dada Machloikis, if the Eved Knani is Mitzuva in Puruvu. As why does the Rivam hold its potter? As we know, that Eved Knani is hukish to an Isha. All mitzvahs that an Isha is potter, and Eved Knani is potter. The Marshal mitzvahs Esesh as man grama, Eved Knani is potter. As the Rivam holds, being that an Isha is potter from Puruvu, As a male, Eved Knani is potter from Puruvu. The shaila is, what's shot in Tosis and Chagiga? Why is Tosis and Chagiga choilek? As in the Tosis read by us, the Mishnah Lamelech and Hilchos Malachim Perek Yud,
Bnei Yeshua and Gittin,
all say a vote. They want to say that what's the reason why Yisha is potter from Puruvu? Because it's a mitzvah sesei shezman grama? No, the Gemara says, because the pasuk that says Puruvu says it kifshua. Daka shalish lichvaish, vein daka shal isha lichvaish. As kum tuchais, what's the reason why Yisha is potter from Puruvu? Because ain't daka lichvaish, because she's a isha. Aba evi knani is the ish, v'darkoi livchosh. As being that it's darkoi livchosh, as a mele, he has the mitzvah of Puruvu, meaning when the time of Puruvu is time, it's a mitzvah, sesesh, as man, grandma, as nu. As then, Nevet has a ptur, but over here, the reason why she's pater is because she ain't darkoi livchosh. As a evi knani, which is darkoi livchosh, she doesn't have the ptur of the isha. As the shaila is, what does Tosis do with this taina? As is a turi even in Chagiga, the beis amibeis, that says, "Are the whole way that you know a isha is machayev in mitzvahs is only because you learn it out of Eveknani, meaning be'etzem Eveknani, it's only because you learn it out of isha. Be'etzem in Eveknani, it should be daimet to a goy, it should be potter. There's a hekesh la'la that tells you that Eved Knani is chayiv mitzvahs. As Im Kain, you're right. The reason why Yisha is potter is mishum ein darkoi lichvash. Say that, but where does he get the chayiv from? If he's not going to learn it out of Yisha, where is he going to learn it out from? As this Tari Evan, L'choyre is tali, and what's the gather of Lo, what's the gather of Eved Knani? You have two ways of understanding it. The Tari Evan is understanding it, that the Gedda of Lala is without the Xerus HaKosov of Lala, and Eved Knani would be potter from mitzvahs, because he's a guy. The Lala is Mechadish, that he has mixed his dinim like a yid, and he's Mukash Leisha to get a chelik of the dinim like a yid. But you could learn the other way. Bemis and Eved Knani did tefillah. He did a Geirus. He's an Eved, but he did a Geirus. As Mika the Dina, Eved Knani should be Chayev Bakol. Comes along la and it patters him from what Isha's potter on. If you would learn that, then the Turi Evan Shaila is not Shver. Be'etzem is Chayib Bakol. No, what Isha's potter from, he's potter from. But that's only by Ptur Mitzis Esse Shazman Grama. Not by, when it's a Ptur Mishram Ein Darkoi Lichpash. Some Kinim Advarim, we have a Graysa Machloikes in the Din, in the Ptur of an Eved. Yeah. If you would say by Noshim that the reason why an Isha is chayiv in Gevisa Mitzis is Mishum Afein Hoya Ba'isa Anes. If the Eved Knani was not Afein Hoya Ba'isa Anes, would you say a hekesh of La to be Machayiv in Eved Knani? The Tainet should be totally on this Chakira. It's not enough Gemina in this Chakira. We have a machlekes, a greisi. You say there's a machlekes v'shoiner. There's a Eved Knani chayiv in Puruvu. The pashas is he's potter dum yediisha. Ve'kamash v'lan that. And there is a shita that holds Taisis and Chagiga that is chayiv. The beer we saw in Gdolei Achrayim. This is one nakuda in Taisis in the Rivam. Nacha nakuda is the Rivam says that even though an Eved is potter from Puruvu Dom Yediisha, Abba Sheves he still has. As in this Taisis, the Achrayim bring, you see a grace of Chiddush. You see that Isha is Mitzvah B'Sheves. And that's why Taisis continues. And Taisis is, by Chetzi Shifu Chetzi B'Shoyrin, the Loi Kofes Rabbi. Why does Taisis bring in the middle of the Rivam? It's Tamakasha on the Gemara. You should be Kofa Chetzi Shifu Chetzi B'Shoyrin to. But the Rivam was Mechadish that is a Sheves by Isha. As now the Shaila becomes Shver. Yeah. As Kum Dechais, even though Isha is not Mitzvah in Puruvu, but if the Rivam, you see a Chiddush, she has a Mitzvah Sheves, a Mitzvah Midivre Kabbalah to have children.
Those are the first mahalach. Now, the shayla was, why doesn't it say pruravu? The Rivam says, because it's arav, this is not mechuyev in pruravu. The Ri says another pshat. The Ri says, the lakach lo noke kru pruravu, mishum depatu miyaisa mitzah, kiven shu honest. Ukadeshi is chayeb, aloi kafina le rabbi, lasoise ben chayrin, he has a ptur, he's an oinus. And you're not koif a person that has a ptur of oinus. Vea raya, Dim came b'kol avodim nochif rabim l'shacharam kidei sheyischayvu b'chol hamitzvos. If you're going to say that your koifa, that he should be mekayim mitzvos, is every odin should be koifes, we should be koifim l'shachar zeved, kidei that his zeved should be chayev b'chol hamitzvos. Frektur b'chonon, in koivitz ha'aretz, he doesn't understand the sushtal. An eved is pater from mitzvos. There's a gzeres ha'kosev, lo, the pater's him from mitzvos. As if he's potter, we're not going to force the Adon to be meshachrim to mekayim mitzvos. If he's potter, we don't make a person become chayiv in mitzvos. Mashenkin in asugya be'etzem he's chayiv. Just he's an oynis, he can't do it. As over here, being that be'etzem he's chayiv, he's an oynis. But afilu hachi, he still has be'etzem a chayiv. As maybe you be koyfe the Adon, kidei should be makayim es chiyav. Zok Rabbi Chanan, shteitin taisis, a greisi yisayid. The gedda of the ptur of oynis is not the word, be'etzem is chayiv, no nebuch, he can't do it. Because he's an oynis, the Torah didn't give him the chiyuvim. Memes, the Lashon, the Gemara, oynis rachmana patre, the Gemara is going by oynshim. Over here we're going by mitzvahs, but it's the same yisayid. Oynis is a ptur. The Torah wasn't mitzvah and to oinsim. Zok Rabbi Chanan, you see a gavaldiga yisoid in this re in the get of the ptur oinis. That oinis is not the word be'etzim. He's mechuyev. Just he's an oinis. Now the word is he's a ptur. You could say nafkeminis. The mashal if somebody is an oinis in tefila that he makes tashlumen. That kilo he was a get of a bar ptura. V'chulei, v'chulei, v'chulei. It's a common afgemino l'dinas al pisa. This is the first chalik of that's of Taisis Shain l'divra masal shenem aloi so that typically mishum pruvu. Why does the Gemara say sheves? One more, you say this the Gataisis koifin is rabbi l'divra masal. Fractasis, why you kaifin is rabbi? Lacey essay the pruravu, the yitralois essay the lawyer kodesh. Zaktai the Arab Yitzchak, that you can't say essay doicha lois essay. Why? The beginning of the miyaka lav, loimakayim essay, the mishasar or kakala lav, essay the pruravu, loimakayim ad gmar bia. Fractum in cheschinach. The essay de puravu, he's not makayim until he has a child. The Gemara Yevamis says a person needs a boy and a girl, and then he's potter from puravu. It's the kiyum of puravu is when he has a boy and a girl, when he has a child. Why does Taisa say the kiyum of puravu is begmar bia, not makayim by the gmar bia? So famous shayla the min gusrinach on Taisis. As a bechonon wants to say, enochinami, the kiyum mitzvah is when he has a child. But the maisa mitzvah mutelis ala gavra, meaning it's not biyada adam to have a child. All he could do a maisa bia, which is mailed a child. As when the Torah said puravu, what the Torah was telling him to do was to do the maisa mitzvah bia. That's his maisa mitzvah. And achinami, the kiyam is when he has a child. But the din tchia is totally on the Maisa Mitzvah, as the Maisa Mitzvah is the Gmar Bia. That's the Maisa, which is Roy Lahoilet. The fault, the Lashon of Taisis is Meduik, that there is a Kiyam Mitzvah. The Memes in the Igris Moshe and Chelik Bey, Simin Yud Ches, wants to buy from this Taisis a Gracie Yichside. It's Shtein in Taisis, Enochinami, every Bia you do, which is Roy Lahoilet, a child, you Makayim the Mitzvah, Puruvu, the Shtein Taisis. The Gemara says that you need a boy and a girl. The Gemara means until you have a boy and a girl, you're constantly mechuyev to do more, to do puravu. This is the time that we yiniftar from the mitzvah puravu is when you have a boy and a girl. The Gemara doesn't mean the only kiyum is when you have a boy and a girl. Every bi is a kiyum mitzvah. But the Gemara means when you have a boy and a girl is then you nifter from the mitzvah. Pashas the loshen of Tosis is a stark meduyik like Reb Moshe. There's a little bit in Yonim of Puruvu, of Esei Daicha. Let's be choizit to the sugya. We're learning the Inyanim of Gura Igod. As the Gemara comes and it brings kamarayas back and forth in the din of if you say Gura Igod, you don't say Gura Igod. We'll turn over the page to Yud Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara brings a braisa that you say Gura Igod. The Gemara brings Tanoyi, wants to say it's a machlekes Tanoyim. The Gemara is Doichit. Amulei Abayu, the Rabbi Yosef, Hod Rabbi Yehuda, the Shmuel Hi. The Tnan, Kisvei Koidesh, Apo Pisha Shneim, Reitzim, Loyach Loiku. Vama Shmuel, Loishan Vala Bekrach Echon, Abu Shnei Krichus, Cholkin. Yisaka Daide, Lesdina, the Gura Igod, Mayer Bekrach Echon, Afilu Shtei Krochim, Nami. Only way to do a Chaluka by Shnei Krochim is with the din of good or igod. This is the Gemara Yud Gimel Amid Beis. As in this Gemara, we see a machudish de getzir of good or igod. Until now, on the Amid Aleph, the tzir of good or igod was that there was one chayfetz, it was aimed by k'dei chaluka, as one guy takes the money and one guy takes the chayfetz. Over here, it's a totally different tzir. Over here, Midin Guru Igod, what do we want to do? Let's start off with Shitas Rashi in the Sugya. Rashi learns we're talking about we ain't the Mayim Shavim, the Marshal, the Torah, and the Vim, the Torah is Shavim more. That's what do we do? One guy takes the Torah, one guy takes the Nevi'im, and the extra value of the Torah you pay money for. As that's not Dumya to the Guru Igod. Over here, they're both winding up with the Chayfetz. Why is it dumya to the schus of good or igod? One of the G'dayli Rosh Yeshivas in America wanted to learn Pshat in the Gemara that wanted to say the daima to Pshat. Could the Gemara come up with a new good or igod that's not daima? So he wanted to say like this. He wanted to learn that be'emes, what you're doing is, let's say, Ruah to say, Sefer Torah is worth 1,500. Nevi'im is worth 1,000. As what are you doing? You're making a chalukah of 1,000 keneged 1,000. The Sefer Torah, $1,000 of the Sefer Torah you're doing chalukah on. Keneged the Navi that's worth 1,000. The extra 500 that the Torah is worth more than the Navi, on that one's getting damim and one's getting the chayfetz. It's the Zelbedin Gura Igud. Meaning, we're taking the Sefer Torah and the Navi, and we're doing two dinim at the same time. That which they have the same value, 1,000 keneged 1,000, that we're doing Chalukah on. On the extra 500, that we're doing Gura Igud. Yeah, Aluya Shechap, Ra'ila Rosh Yeshiva Sha'amra. Rav Asher was Chalik on this Mahalik. Rosh had Kama Shailas, we'll say over two of the Shailas. One Shaila Rav Asher asked that the Lechaira, in order to do Chalukah, you need a Geirel. This is the din by Chalukah. Over here, you're not doing a Chalukah with a Geirel. It doesn't say you need a Geirel. As Klapi the 1,000, you should have to do Chalukah. Void, Frek Rav Asher, you could split a chayfetz and say on 1,000 of it I'm doing chalukah the Sefer Torah and the other 500 I'm doing good or igud. It's one chayfetz. Mechatesa, you have a schus to do chalukah on chalek and good or igud on the other chalek. Other shaylas Rav Asher had. Rav Asher wanted to say that you see that the din of good or igud is not only when you're doing money connected the chayfetz. Anytime it's aimed by k'dei chalukah, and you have to add money for the chalukah to happen, that also goes into the klal of good or igod. The Gemara assumed good or igod is a schus to make chalukah, like Rashi started off the sugya. Yefshi b'shutfis, As there's a oifen of kilu breaking the shutfis. What's the oifen of breaking the shutfis? As any way you add damim to break the shutfis, that goes into the gidrei chaluka. Yeah, much more ba'imik, as man kotza, malacha meruba, we're saying over the shayrish shabai. But does it give end the kifun? B'chein muchach, and the rishonim that argue on Rashi, they learn that the sugi is talking about by dmeim shavim. If it's by dmeim shavim, as kum techais, there's a Torah, there's an avim, dmeim shavim, and you say good or yigud. Over here is klar, not like the good or yigud of the Amid Aleph. Over here there's no damim. And you have to say, this is good or igud is not only damim. Good or igud means I'm giving you something instead of my chelik to take it. As you see in the Rishayim, that even though the good or igud over here is slightly different, because I'm not giving damim, I'm giving you a chefetz instead of my chefetz. Afilu achi, the Gemara was medame. As well, then the Shitas Rashi, even though it's slightly different, it's different in a different way, kimuvan. But the Gemara is medamet. That kilu nacha knechin good or yigud. So fi zeh, it's a great side goshim shat. That kilu the Gemara is being medama good or yigud, which is not exactly doima to the good or yigud, but the Gemara held it's totally on the same machlokes. What's the maskana of the Gemara? The Gemara says when it's hai tzricha lahai, but tzricha lahai, you don't say good or yigud. The Gemara is meduyik, it's a din in good or yigud. The Gemara is saying a hesper in good or igud. It's a chsarn in good or igud. The mahalach of the Gdeli Rosh Yeshiva in America, that kilu, klapi the 1,000 you were doing chaluk, and only on the 500 you were doing good or igud, is doch the Gemara very shveres. What's the teretz of the Gemara? There's a chsarn in good or igud, as the chsarn's only on 500, but the other 1,000 you should split. The feel the way Rav Asher learning is doch zei gishmach. Rav Asher tainet, the good ego was to make a chaluk on everything. You can't do a chaluk on half a chayfetz and make on 1,000. As even all the maskana, the Gemara is saying the chasarin is a good ego digger chasarin of its makiv the whole chalukah. As thus is the good ego digging yonim on the amid base. Toichan yonim is the a shinui in the Rishonim, which is greisa mamakim, a greisa nekuda. Rashi learns that that which we're handling, good or igud, is by a Torah and a Nevi'im, is we're talking when ein demeyem shava. Meduyik in Rashi, if demeyem would be shava, as then you could do chalukah without good or igud, you do chalukah with a gairo. But when it's ein demeyem shava, as that makes that you can't do chalukah. As when you can't do chalukah, azay bazay, you do good or yigud. The Ramban is medayik the Rashi, brings a balamor like the Rashi, and the Ramban, the Rosh HaChoylik, they learn no. Even when it's demeyem shavim, afilu hachi, the halacha is you need good or yigud, you can't do chalukah. What does Tosis hold? As the Achronim want to be medayik, the Tosis doesn't mention Demeim Shavim, Ein Demeim Shavim. So maybe the Tosis is mashma like the Ramban. Rashi Grada said there's a little bit of a diak in Tosis like Rashi. When Rashi wants to say Shnei Svarim, Rashi said, Tosis wants to say Shnei Svarim, Tosis says Yeshua v'Shmuel. Factor Vashar Hare, the Seder is Yeshua v'Shoiftim. Why does it say Yeshua v'Shmuel? He said, if Tosis holds like Rashi's, though Zei Gishmak, Yeshua and Shoiftim have kimat the same amount of sukkim, as they shove the same amount. Yeshua v'Shmuel, Shmuel HaShmuel Aleph, Shmuel Beis, thus is Klapi Yunz, thus is one Shmuel Aleph, meaning the whole thing is really Shmuel. Kimat twice as much psukim, as then ain't the main shavim. As in the fact that Tosis not get Yeshua v'Shmuel meduyik, the Tosis holds like Rashi. He said, well, there you could be medayik. Vinishvi, Gedol Machlekes, the Ramban, and Rashi, what's the din by something which has the exact same value, but it's a different chayfetz if you make chalukah? Tainet the Ramban on Rashi, that what would Rashi say that if one has a traklin and one has a different chayfetz, a sadeh, you would make chalukah? How could you make chalukah? Zevelt wants to say the svara of the Ramban is because tavayu tzrichi lahai, like the Gemara. But Koidim called the Gemara says it in Guru Igud. And the Ramban said as you saw it before the Gemara said tavayu tzrichi lahai. Void, if you look at the Ramban inside, the Ramban doesn't say that loshen. The Ramban is meduyik a different knech. The Ramban is meduyik that each one has a schus to get in every chayfetz, being that it's two different chvatzim, it's a traklin and a sada, and he has a schlus and a traklin, and he has a schlus and a sada, both of them have schlusim in both. As if you're going to say one takes a traklin and one takes a sada, he's losing the schlusim that he has in the sada. As does says nishchaluka. Bishlema, when it's one field, it's one chayfetz, as then, as he has a schus to get half in the chayfetz. If he gets half of the chayfetz, that's called chalukah. But over here, it's two different chvatzim. It's a traklin, it's a sadeh, it's a taira, it's an avim. It's two different chvatzim. They have two different shimushim. In each chayfetz, he has a schus to get a chalek. As how could you make him lose his schus to get a chalek in this chayfetz? If it's two different chvatzim, each chayfetz, he has his own schus. No sal deramban. The shaila is, what does Rashi and the Baal HaMor hold? Oh, as there's a Piskei Arid, when he brings it down, Rashi wanted to learn, I'll be the Piskei Arid. The Piskei Arid explains that Rashi holds that it's Ki'ilu Sefer Echad. And the Baal HaMor is meduyik that way also. The Baal HaMor says it's Me'ein Tashmish Echad. Dahainu, by traklin and sadeh, Avada Rashi is made to Ramban. Das is two bazinda chvatzim shein lam shaykh zu lezu. But Rashi is only being choylik by what? By Taira and Nevi'im. While Rashi holds, das is kein shimash echad, you're learning Taira. One's a Taira, one's a Nevi'im, who are din by Trey Omis in the Hemshech of the Gemara. It's me'ein shimash echad, they're all shifchas. Say the one does this avoid, the one does that avoid. But Rashi still looks at it as chayfetz echad. As kum de chayis the machlekes Rashi in the Ramban is a local machlekes. What defines as chayfetz echad? Rashi holds if they have shimushim adoyim me'ein shimush echad, thus is enough to make it chayfetz echad. And the Ramban holds if it has two different shimushim, that defines it as two different chvatzim. M'kinem advardim, if that's the beer, as Rav Asher wanted to say, you could be mazben nochem achleikis Rashi luma shari rishonim that it's lishitasai. In the next Gemara, the Gemara dans, you should say good or igud by two amas where each amah does different malachas. And the Gemara says that no, each one does a different thing. As tavayu tzvichi lahai, as Rashi learns the Gemara that you don't say good or igud on one. But if you'll say the two together, then you could say good or igud. And the Ramaz, moving the tour, the other Rishonim, is choylik. He says, no, fakert. You can't do good or igud on the two together. You could only do good or igud on one separately. Vazgeit other machleikis. As Rav Asher wanted to tell is the Zeya Gishmak. Rashi l'shitasai. Hare Rashi learns when you have two things that have Bishosham, they're the same Tashmish, just they're a little bit different. It's called one Chayfetz. Azei Bezei Halt Rashi, the Schus of Good or Igud, you could only say on a whole Chayfetz. Lamashal, someone would say, I want to do Good or Igud on a Tefach of the Sada. There's no such din of Good or Igud. The din of Good or Igud has to be on the whole Chayfetz. As Rashi learns two Amis, we look at it as one big Chayfetz of Amma. As Abe said, you can't say good or igor on a chelek. The only way you could say good or igor on the two together. With the Yad Ramah, the Yad Ramah learns like the other Rishonim, that he looks at it as two different kvatzim. As Abe said, if it's two different kvatzim, how could you put the two together in one good? Each chayfetz you have to dan mifnei atzmai. As Lefi Zeh, the machlekes, the Yad Ramah and the Rashi is the Zelba, the same Shairish machlekes that Rashi has with the Ramban in the Sugya HaKoydemes. Toif. As thus is in the Oymik of Dine Chalukah, Chalukah of Tukhvatzim, a grace of machlekes Rishonim, The Avada, when it's two separate chvatzim, as each one has a schus to have a chelik. When it's one chavitz, you do chaluka. Machlokes Rishonim is how do you look at two chvatzim, shedemeim shavim, sheyesh lam shimush daima, avaloy legamri. Do you look at it as one chavitz? Do you look at it as two chavatzim?
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.